Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Now, for all of our politics and college sports fans out there, we've got a little quiz for you. What are the three states you should be watching in the fight for the White House? And here's your clue. Three university fight songs there for you from three different states. For the answer, we go to our D.C. correspondent, Todd Zwillick, for Todd's take.
I believed in you. I placed my bet on the American worker. And I'll make that bet any day of the week.
You're listening there to President Obama earlier this week addressing the United Auto Workers in Washington, D.C. You can hear that genuine enthusiasm from the crowd, but there's an important undertone to that enthusiasm. And here's where my take comes in, and the states I think you should really be watching in the 2012 general election. Resonating well with manufacturers and the people who work in manufacturing is a key pitch for President Obama. In fact, he and the First Lady have both been campaigning in the last week, calling attention to their blue-collar roots. Now, for this argument to stick for the president, it depends on a rebounding economy. And Republican candidates like Mitt Romney are trying to paint the economy as headed in the wrong direction. But walking through the Capitol the other day, I talked with one person who had a contradictory voice.
People are feeling good. I mean, you think about not just Michigan, but sort of the, as I hate that term, but people call it the Rust Belt, sort of the manufacturing states. Really, I think we are all feeling pretty good.
That's Congresswoman Candace Miller of Michigan. Now, that sounds like pretty good news coming from a Democrat. But what if I told you that Candace Miller was a Republican? Now, not every Republican agrees, of course, but in a campaign season, it is a little strange to hear a Republican not critical of the economic situation. That's an important proxy for President Obama. So what does this all mean for the president's reelection chances? Well, here's my takeaway. In Michigan, where Congresswoman Miller's from, as well as Ohio and Wisconsin, these are all Rust Belt states that could go one way or the other for the Republican or the Democrat. If things continue to improve in these states, then President Obama has gone a long way to solidifying his hold on the White House. And here's the reason. Those states, they're swing states, some of the most important to the presidential race. You've heard a million times that all politics is local, and if people in those states are convinced that their local economy is doing better, then they're more likely to stick with the incumbent. Not just confident about the economy, but their feelings about their own ability to get by. So there's your takeaway. Those are three states I'll be watching as bellwethers in 2012. Michigan, Ohio, and Wisconsin. If their economies keep getting better, and more importantly, if their people are feeling better. Because if
people are feeling good,
as Republican Congresswoman Candace Miller says, then President Obama will be feeling pretty good in November as well.
That's D.C. correspondent Todd Zwillick giving his take on the three states that could swing the general election, Michigan, Ohio, and Wisconsin. I mean, obviously, if we're going to talk about which fight song is the best, though, you have to go with Michigan, right? Go Blue.